Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. And the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Alan Shoes. This is show number 32, and today is Saturday, December 12th, 2020.
And hello, my name's Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Alan Shoes in Tucson. As hosts of this show, Rob and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this show to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news. On most shows, we interview leaders in our communities that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge, and some have shared their stories of struggles and success.
Our guest today is Joey Source from Family Auto and Truck Center.
As usual, Rob, I want you to put our guest under intense scrutiny. Since I'm not in the studio today and calling from home, I want you to go over to the corner and turn on that big hot heat lamp over there to make our guest feel the heat as we throw hard question after hard question toward him and make him sweat. If there are any two journalists who will bring their investigative techniques to the forefront, it's you and I, Rob.
Alan, please don't make my job more difficult getting guests to come on the show. We're trying to keep things nice and calm and cool. So I think, I don't know what you've been smoking, Alan. I know things have been legalized here lately. I hope you're feeling well this morning, though. I know you're not here because you've got a little bit of the sniffle, so I appreciate you staying home and trying to keep us all from being infected.
Well, I'm trying to create a new identity, like an analogy. Like, our show is to hard-hitting journalism I can't use that analogy.
No, you better not.
Okay, our show is to hard-hitting journalism I can't use that one either. You know, Rob, it's really hard not to get political with any analogy.
It sure is, Alan, and we're going to try to stay away from politics today, although I think probably some of it might come into the discussion, but we'll do the best we can.
Well, come with something. We can get a little political. We can say what the governor is doing.
Yes, we can, and the governor came out and says no additional Arizona business closures from Governor Doug Ducey as coronavirus cases surge. Governor Ducey has no plans to further restrict Arizona businesses as the state awaits its first COVID-19 vaccinations and infections as infections soar across the state. Ducey spokesperson C.J. Karamarjan said the illness is spreading across Arizona as well as other states with harsher business limitations, mostly because of small family gatherings, not because people are eating out or going to the gym. According to Karamarjan, most of the spread we are seeing now is not being traced to businesses. Most of it is traced to small gatherings of family and friends. There is no closure that's going to fix that. Karamarjan said Arizona slowed a summer spike in COVID-19 cases with limitations on businesses that remain in place, which include limited occupancy at bars, movie theaters, and gyms, as well as face mask requirements at those businesses. The measures that are in place now are the same mitigation measures that worked over the summer, he said. But the state actually closed bars, gyms, theaters, and water parks from late June until late August, only allowing the reopening after the judge in a lawsuit brought by gym owners ordered the state to give businesses the opportunity to reopen. The spike in COVID-19 cases that peaked in late June and early July had largely abated by the time those businesses reopened. While Karamarjan didn't mention it, the state continues to deal with the economic consequences of the existing business limitations, with more than 300,000 Arizonans collecting some form of jobless benefit last week, approximately 16 times the number of people who were getting such assistance before the pandemic. Before the pandemic hit in March, Arizona had about 18,000 people receiving weekly jobless benefits. The state has struggled to keep up with the surge in unemployment applicants, and many people have been out of work so long that their benefits will soon expire. Additionally, the emergency benefits Congress approved, including pandemic unemployment assistance that pays benefits to people who would normally not qualify for unemployment, are at risk of expiring later this month without additional action by lawmakers. The governor is putting public health as his top priority, said Karamarjan. Governor Ducey has said that he wants to protect lives and livelihoods. The governor also faces a lawsuit from bars that are closed because of the state orders, which only allow bars that serve food to remain open and a limited capacity of 50%. Kara Margin said those issues were context to the governor's decision-making regarding the pandemic. So that's where we are as far as Governor Ducey goes, Alan.
Well, while you're looking for that next article, I just figured I'd add a little tidbit to this. Listen, every business needs to survive and, you know, cannot possibly survive without a further PPP loan, I don't think, for most of them. And some of them, even with a PPP loan, may not survive. There's going to be a big shutdown of a lot of businesses, and we need to give them whatever ammunition we can to help them survive. But, you know, Arizona is having a big surge here, and the rate of transmission of the disease is reported to be the worst in the nation. At the same time, we've got a lot of people on unemployment, as you mentioned in the article, and I thought for sure it would be solved this week, and last week I thought it had been solved, and 2 weeks ago I thought it would have been solved that week, and I think time is up. These people have to do something, don't you think?
Absolutely, Alan. They, you know, they keep pushing the can down the road here. They delayed it a week. They refunded the government for another week. They're fighting over little things, and I just don't understand why they can't forget about all these other things that they're trying to do and just get help to the people that need it right now. Fight about the other stuff later, but we need help to businesses. We need help to individuals. As we've spoken many times, there are a lot of hungry people in this country right now, and there's absolutely no excuse for that, especially in the United States of America. So these people have to get off their duffs and do something, Alan, and get off this political bandwagon of fighting back and forth. Our businesses, our country really demands it. We need it right now.
I certainly agree with you. What do you have about some households out there that you can read, you know, that you pulled up an article the other day?
Well, Alan, executives and ordinary Americans alike are worried about the future and the increased financial fallout from COVID-19. More than 4 in 10 respondents to a new Bankrate.com survey said their income took a hit at some point during the pandemic and remains lower today. The data also revealed sharp demographic differences that illustrate how the coronavirus has had an outsized effect on certain populations. We see a greater level of pessimism and concern about the prospect for further impact on household income and how long it will take for households to see their income rebound, said Greg McBride, Bankrate's chief financial analyst. Nearly one-third, 31%, say it will take more than a year for their income to rebound, while 6% have given up hope that it will ever recover. Oh, boy. Across the board, 17% say their income has already bounced back, but a deeper dive into the numbers shows a sharp bifurcation in this rebound, with the richest Americans seeing a quicker bounce back, while 30% of those with household incomes greater than $80,000 say their income is back to normal. Only 10% of those earning less than $40,000 said the same thing. It clearly shows that there is a broad need for more fiscal stimulus, said McBride, and that need extends beyond households that have lost jobs and are currently unemployed. Many of those people are back to work but making less than they had been pre-pandemic. There are macroeconomic implications here, he said. People who are worried about their future income prospects are more likely to clutch the purse strings and hold on to spending. Two-thirds of U.S. economic output is tied to consumer spending, so as goes the consumer, goes the economy. Chief financial officers are more optimistic today than they were 3 months ago, but that isn't saying much. According to a quarterly survey conducted by consulting firm Deloitte, just 18% of North American CFOs characterize the current economy as good. While this is an improvement from the slim 1% who said economic conditions were good back in June, the survey results also show that the timeline for an expected return to normalcy has been pushed back. So that's where we are, Alan, on that front.
To just paraphrase that article, things are tough.
Yeah, things are tough, and they're tough for a lot of people.
That's my paraphrase. I don't have much more of a comment. I think that article pretty much spoke for itself, Rob. Do you have anything else in your grab bag?
We do have a few things also, Alan, before we get to our guest who will be coming on shortly. One thing I would really like to say at this point, we decided we didn't want to talk too much about politics, but really we need things to be calmed down here a little bit, Alan. You know, I'd sure like to encourage our politicians and all of these political people, they need to turn the temperature down. It's not good for business. People don't want to go out and buy things when things are so uncertain. They don't want to go buy new cars. They don't want to go buy houses. They don't want to remodel their homes. They may not even want to go out and buy shoes. So we really need them to tone things down. Let's get back on track and get back to business. What do you think, Alan?
I think I want to send up a smoke signal, an SOS signal, save our shoe business.
There you go. So, and speaking of your shoe business, Alan, one thing here I'd like to bring up is you guys have one of your biggest sales of the year coming up next week. Maybe we could talk about that for a second.
It's Customer Appreciation Days, and it starts on Tuesday, and it runs through Friday, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we run that every year around this time, and we delayed it a week, so it's this coming week, and things will be pretty good in the stores, and I would invite everyone to come shop us, or they can shop us, we'll deliver curbside, or we'll ship to their house for free.
Well, that sounds great, Alan. You're trying to make it as easy as possible for your customers. I think that's fantastic.
We're going to move to a break now. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We won't be using our call-in line today, but if you want to sponsor our show, we want to remind you, you can call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you know of a long-term Tucson business that should be highlighted by us, please call Rob. We're going to highlight one today, and this is what we'll do for anyone that you recommend that should come on our show. And please come back and join us after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen's Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen's Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our five crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you've come to trust. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Allen Shoes.
And our special guest today, Alan, is Joey Source. Joey is co-owner of Family Auto and Truck Center. He moved to Tucson from the Chicago area and opened Family Auto and Truck Center in 1978 with his father and brother. He is iCar Platinum Certified in Collision and Refinishing, a past president of the Tucson Association of Executives, a past board member of the Tucson Zoological Society, and a member of the Better Business Bureau and the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He is also an instructor in the Refinish and Collision Apprentice Program at Family Auto and Truck Center. Joey, welcome to Back to Business.
Well, thank you very much, Rob and Ellen. Good morning.
Good morning. We're so happy to have you with us today, Joey. So, Joey, you and your family started your business back in 1978. Why don't you tell us how that happened?
Well, we needed to make a decision from the weather to open up Family Auto, and we actually looked at New Orleans as well as Tucson, and we had some family that already lived in Tucson, and grandparents and an uncle and aunt and their kids, and we chose Tucson.
And your dad and you and your brother, you were involved in this business back in Chicago, I assume.
That is correct. We were.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your business, Joey, and also how the pandemic has affected you and what kinds of things you guys are doing now that you never had to do before.
The pandemic, as far as business goes, the private parties are less because there's less vehicles on the road because everybody's staying home. But our fleet business is quite a bit, such as emergency vehicles, police vehicles, fire departments, as well as state and federal government vehicles. And we've always done RVs and buses and semi-trucks and trailers, as well as passenger vehicles. As far as COVID goes, we had to add in to pre-COVID clean as we receive anybody's vehicle to ensure the health of our employees. And post-COVID clean all the vehicles to ensure the health of our customers. All employees not feeling well with any type of symptoms stay home and get tested for COVID. Our employees are very transparent about their health. We supply masks to the employees and are available to customers, but our customers have been very good about wearing masks. We have hand sanitizers available for our customers, and we're constantly cleaning everything multiple times during the day and disinfecting things. Our eyes are wide open for exposure and have stayed up to date with all the health recommendations and things of this nature. And we're very much an essential business to keep people on the road, keep those fleets working. Okay?
Joey, this is Alan. I have a question for you. I'm wondering whether the supply chain is impacting your business and the shipping is impacting your business, because there's been a lot of talk about UPS and FedEx having a lot of stock to deliver and maybe some other stock being delayed. Is that impacted your business? Because you need sometimes supplies very quickly.
Well, supply, you're absolutely right. Where we have found bigger issues with trucking and whatnot is receiving parts that are needed for the repairs. They have taken anywhere from 3 to 10 days to get these parts, where before it usually was within 2 to 3 days. So, yes, and then damage to the parts when they come in. That's been a big issue because they're stuffing these trailers pretty good, it seems like to me. Yeah, so it has a major impact. We have a parts department that stays in touch with that and constantly following up with tracking the parts for the customer's vehicles and keeping people abreast as the repairs go on and what some of the issues may be. And it's been pretty trying, but we've managed to do the best we can with it.
Joey, when a customer comes in with a vehicle, a mechanical vehicle problem, yeah. In the old days you would go out with them for a test drive, try to figure out what was going on so that they could, you know, point it out to you. How are you guys doing about going about diagnostics now with these kinds of issues?
Well, first of all, Rob, we pre-clean the vehicle before we take a drive. We don't do drives with customers. We ask appropriate questions to try to pin down exactly what's going on and what their complaints might be. And then we bring the vehicle in the back. We COVID clean it. We bring the vehicle in the back, and then the tech will take a drive in it, and or our service writers will take the drive and check out what the complaints are and then bring it in the back to a tech, assign it to a tech, and they would do the diagnostics. But the first thing we do is we clean it, and we clean it afterwards before the customer gets in the vehicle.
With modern vehicles now, Joey, I think diagnostics are probably a lot easier, and I think a lot of our listeners probably don't understand that, how the computers on the car work. Maybe you could tell us, you know, when somebody comes in, how you've got the equipment that, that can diagnose some of these issues rather quickly.
Yes, we have all the computer systems that plug into your onboard computer and reads the codes, and then we go to another system that tells us what those codes are for your particular year and make of vehicle, and then that puts us, that guides us in the right direction, and then we do the testing that it recommends, and find the issue, and then write the estimate, and explain it to the customer what has transpired.
So when the check engine light comes on, that really does mean something. You don't just want to cover it up with your finger and hope it goes away.
That's correct. You do not want to do that. I mean, that check engine light could be meaning low on fluids. It could be meaning you got shorts and relays. It could be meaning a lot of different things. And you do definitely need to get that taken care of in order for it not to take out other components, which would cost a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to, you guys have one of the biggest body and refinishing shops in town. How does it work when you're dealing with the insurance companies and with customers now with the COVID as before? How is that dynamic working for you?
Well, the dynamic now, the insurance companies are not coming out to inspect the vehicles and go over them with us. They're going by our pictures and our estimates, and then they're discussed over the phone. It's a little bit more difficult because looking at it, a picture doesn't show everything. Even if you zoom in on it, on the damage that we're needing. So it's a little bit more difficult. There's a lot more supplemental repairs. We have to supplement them. They take our estimate, and then they usually cut it, you know, by looking at pictures and saying, no, I don't see this or I don't see that. Yeah, the insurance companies have been very particular about what they're going to pay for, as usual. They've always been that way, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's they want to pay for what they're responsible for, nothing more and nothing less. You just got to prove it. It just takes more time to prove it.
So for you guys, it's just a matter of doing more paperwork and more background information before you can get the get these claims taken care of, I'm assuming. So it takes a lot more work now than it used to.
Yes, it definitely does. It definitely does. Definitely. And I like to say on the insurance company to send a message to everybody, you do have the right to take your vehicle to a repair shop of your choice, okay? You do not need to go to the shop that they're recommending and saving the money, okay? We'd rather, if we're going to save a customer money off the deductible, we'd rather do that than give it to the insurance companies. And we've been able to help a lot of people, especially in these times. Money's tight with a lot of people, and they need their vehicle on the road. So we chose to help the consumer more than the insurance companies.
Joey, maybe you can stay with us after our break for a few more minutes, and we can talk about how you advocate for people with the insurance companies and what they need to know about their rights when it comes to these things. So if you'd stick with us, we're going to be breaking for the news for a few minutes, and then we'll be right back with you.
Absolutely, Rob.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. If you know of a local business person that we should highlight on our show, please call Rob again at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. In the next segment, we'll have more from Joey
and some other things of interest to share with you. So we'll be right back after our break.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife, Annette, and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. Our guest today is the co-owner of Family Auto and Truck Center, Joey. Joey, I wanted to ask you, because if you're like me, you've got lots of things going on inside your business. In addition to masks, you have social distancing practices, or you might have some plexiglass shields. And what happens when you have two customers that need to wait for their car? How far apart are they?
Probably about 10 feet. We have a 2,800 square foot showroom, so we got them about 10 feet apart from each other.
So, Joey, you guys can handle lots of people in your operation. You do have a very, very nice facility over there, so that's great to know.
Thank you. We are very proud of our facility. We're very proud of our techs and their experience. We've had techs for almost 40 years, and some 23. I mean, we've had techs for a long time. We're always looking for good people to add to our family at Family Auto. And we do what we need to do to educate and to continue growing our business.
Well, and let's talk about education for a second, Joey. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is the education they need to know about how to deal with their insurance company and what kind of things that they can do and what rights they have. And maybe you can talk about that when it comes to somebody getting into an accident. Talk about these issues. I mean, I can take my car anywhere I want. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely correct. The insurance companies want to steer you to one of their contractual shops that they recommend, and they might even be located in with that shop as well. And that's called steering. And once you tell them that you want to take it to whoever, hopefully it's Family Auto, they have to stop steering you to one of their shops. And they make comments like, well, your vehicle's not going to be insured by us. Well, the insurance company doesn't insure the repairs on your vehicle. Meaning that they, after the repairs are completed, they're not the ones to warranty the repairs. The shops are. And so I always tell people, don't let the insurance company steer you to one of their shops. You could pick a shop based on friend recommendations or even a neighbor. Of course, we hope you heard of Family Auto and Truck Center and give us the opportunity to help you get back on the road. The insurance companies, yeah, they're claims departments. What their job is to do is to save money. And once you understand that, it's easy to communicate accordingly. And we do that for our customers. We communicate with the insurance companies. We educate the customer and see if they've ever experienced an accident before. Keep in mind that people have an accident or they break down and they need their vehicle and are usually pretty upset for multiple reasons. And some have had bad experiences before with their insurance company. We're here to help you through this experience and get you back on the road with quality repairs.
So realistically, a customer of yours can bring the car in and never really have to deal with the insurance company. You'll take care of everything for them.
Well, the initial call they have to make in order to put the report in to get the original claim number. And then from that point forward, we do make the calls to the insurance companies. We find out what's going on. We explain it to the customer, keep them abreast throughout the whole repair process and dealing with their insurance company so they know who they're dealing with, and move on from there. Mm-hmm.
So, Joey, you guys have been in business about 42 years now, going on 43 years. You've been through lots of ups and downs in business as far as the economy goes, all kinds of different. We had the 2008-2009 crash. We've got this. How does this compare to all the previous economic downturns that we've experienced for you guys?
It's like anything else, especially in the 2008 market. I got to tell you, Rob, we are extremely grateful for Tucson and the people we have met and helped throughout the years. We do consider all our clients as part of our family. Tucson is our home, and we are here to help any way we can. I've had clients call me that decided to bring their vehicle to another shop, and they've called me because they don't understand what's going on, and they're looking for second opinions, and we've been able to help them out. And I know a lot of the shop managers, and I'm able to call them and tell them, you know, and explain to them what their client called me about, and help them communicate better with them. And so we're pretty grateful to Tucson. It is our home, and we appreciate the business that and the courtesy that everybody's shown us in Tucson.
And for a closing comment, Joey, what would be your best advice to struggling business people out there that are going through this?
Talk to other business people in your market. See what they're doing. Continue researching things out. Stay in tune with Pima Health, for instance, especially with the COVID going on. And Pima Health has helped us quite a bit and given us some guidelines as well to confirm some things, as well as things that we've heard. We talk to a lot of our market here in Tucson, as well as California and other markets, Phoenix, and find out what they're doing and how's things going, and share some of your thoughts. That's what I recommend.
We've been trying to talk to people about doing that for a long time, Joey, networking with peers and others in business to try to help your business grow. Alan, any other questions for Joey?
No, I appreciate that we have a shop that will do auto body and that will do repairs, and that's not necessarily the dealership, because it gives us options that we need sometimes in order to take care of our vehicle. So I greatly appreciate a business like yours, Joey.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Alan, and I'd like to wish everyone to be safe through the holiday season. Please be patient on the road and courteous to each other. And I want to thank you, Rob and Alan, for having me on Business to Business. Happy holidays to everyone.
You too, Joey. Thanks for being with us. Happy holidays. Be well. Take care of yourself, and all the best to you and the family. Take care. Thank you.
You take care, too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, Alan, before we go to the break, there's something I wanted to share with our audience. This is on the op-ed page this morning of the Arizona Daily Star, and this was a letter that was authored by nurses from Tucson Medical Center. It says, "We're writing this letter from the front lines of TMC Healthcare. We are not strangers. We are your neighbors, your friends, and your families. Our children are in the same classes, even though they're online right now. We patronize your businesses and stand in line together at the grocery store. We've been here for you when you need us the most for more than 75 years. Now we need you. We work day in and day out, caring for our community. Then we go home to care for our own families, scared we might bring the virus home and worried about what the future will bring. We've held the hands of patients because their families can't. We've watched as cases soar, as schools close, and as the hospital nears or reaches capacity almost daily, yet we keep going. We know you're tired. We see you. Now we need you to see us. We are tired, too. We're tired of seeing young people, our elders, and everyone in between on ventilators. We're tired of watching people we know get sick from this virus. Our coworkers are getting sick, and we are short-staffed. It's becoming more difficult to transfer patients who have critical needs to hospitals that have ICU capacity for greater levels of care. We have activated our surge plans to expand our capacity for COVID patients, and we're working to recruit travel labor so we can staff those beds. We're doing everything we can to keep our community safe. Now it's your turn. Our future, your future, is in your hands. We know we've asked a lot. You've worn masks. You've sheltered in place. Our community has done so much, but now is not the time to give up. We are spending our holidays caring for sick patients. We're asking you, our beloved community, to think about your loved ones and make a few more sacrifices. Please heed the advice of public health experts by washing your hands, wearing your mask in public, and staying home with your families. Please stop socializing in person with multiple households for a while. The next couple of weeks will be critical in slowing the spread, and our hospitals need to catch up. We need your help in order to do that. We need our community to rally behind us. We need support and encouragement. We need each other. We are on this together, and we will get through this together." That's a message from the nurse leaders at Tucson Medical Center, Alan.
You know, I don't know of one reasonable person that wouldn't bring a little tear to their eye, because it's pretty sad, and we could be miserable about the states of any one of our businesses as business people, but we have to know there are priorities, and there's first things that have to happen first. We need to get everyone well before we really worry too much about our businesses. We need to keep, we just need to be on the same team, Rob, don't you think?
Absolutely, Alan. We all got to get on the same team, and that's the message we're trying to get out there today.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. In a few minutes, we'll have segment 4, which is always a highlight of our show. And please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propay, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window & Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window & Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window & Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner and operator of Alan Shoes.
Alan, I've got an update from last week's Putts of the Week. It's very, very interesting. The Oregon Medical Board has suspended the medical license of a doctor who said at a pro-Trump rally that he doesn't wear a mask at his Dallas, Oregon clinic. KGW-TV reported yesterday that Dr. Stephen LaTulip also said at the November rally that he also encourages others not to wear masks. A state order requires healthcare workers to wear a mask in healthcare settings. The medical board voted this week to suspend LaTulip's license immediately due to concerns about patient safety. But Tulip did not respond to a request for comment from the TV station. So evidently he was not listening to our call from the nurses at TMC, Alan. So this gentleman is paying the price.
I think he fits the definition of Putts of the Week.
It was a great description. And evidently the Oregon Medical Board must have heard our show, and they decided to help crown him. So that's it for Dr. LaTulip for the time being, I think.
We're going to move on to our segment, which is our sarcastic quotes. A study from 2015 covered by Scientific American, and which Parade magazine reported recently on their website at parade.com, well, they found that sarcasm can actually increase creativity flow, since creativity is one skill all business people need now in order to steer their businesses past the pandemic. Rob and I offer up this part of our show as a public service. So what do you have first for you? Because we're up to the 140s range. What do you have, Rob?
Well, number 141, Alan, and actually this actually will apply to the University of Arizona football team. Apparently rock bottom has a basement. And speaking of the football team, Alan, I don't know if you know, but they lost to ASU yesterday 70-7.
I had plugged into that news about halfway through. So it was like a text message someone sent me when there was like 42-0 or some ridiculous amount. It was ridiculous. So
that's rock bottom.
Going to be big. That's amazing. I don't think I've heard of a long time of a score like that. Have you, Rob?
I think it's the worst ever. worst ever. So it's that's what you call rock bottom.
That's right. Number 142. Someday you'll go far. I hope you stay there.
Number 143. Marriage is a bliss for people who aren't in it.
Number 144. If you're looking for a sarcastic comment, I don't have one because 144 was blank.
145. I always carry a knife in my purse, you know, in case of cheesecake or something.
146. You couldn't handle me even if I came with instructions.
147. I'm not always rude and sarcastic. Sometimes I'm asleep.
Number 148. My alone time is sometimes for your safety.
149. When people ask me stupid questions, it's my legal obligation to give a sarcastic remark.
Number 150. It's okay if you disagree with me. I can't force you to be right. So now we're up to our Putts of the Week segment, Rob. And, you know, we usually have some nominees here. And I think they were like so many that you and I had to throw out. We had too many this morning, so we threw out some of them. But you're going to read some of them. What do you have first?
Well, the first one is a prominent Florida mega church pastor has advised his congregants not to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, urging them to believe in divine immunity instead. Guillermo Maldonado, founding pastor of the Miami-based King Jesus International Ministry and a loyal supporter of President Trump, shared already debunked claims from the pulpit on Sunday about the vaccine altering DNA and being used to track people down. The Pentecostal preacher imbued those conspiracy theories with religious significance by connecting them to his beliefs about the end of the world. Pointing to verses from the Bible's Book of Revelation, Maldonado suggested that the coronavirus vaccine would help lay the groundwork for the coming of the Antichrist. So that is Putts number one, Alan. Oh, man, you can't make this stuff up, Alan. You know, you just can't make this stuff up.
You can't. So what do you else do you have? Number, we have another nominee.
We do. We have two more nominees, and one is homegrown, actually. But the next one, New Jersey governor lashes Representative Matt Putts, the governor said, Gates, over potential super spreader event. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy shredded Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida for blithely featuring an indoor event that could become a COVID-19 super spreader in Jersey City, and he warned the health regulation-busting Republican to stay out of his state. Matt, you are never welcome in New Jersey, and frankly, I don't ever want you back in this state. Gaetz was the featured speaker at a secret gala fundraiser for the New York Young Republican Club, which jumped the river to bring their super-spreading behavior to another state. Gets filled in for the Tea Party supporting former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, who bailed on because of mask requirements. Gates was also subject to state quarantine rules since he likely flew in from Washington, D.C. or his state of Florida. New Jersey law enforcement officials are investigating. So when a governor calls you a putz, Alan, I think means you're a putz.
I think so. But do you have something closer to home?
I have something. This is homegrown, and this one... This one is really pretty interesting and quite troubling, actually. This is out of the Arizona Republic. Arizona's Republican Party asks followers if they're willing to die to stop the steal. Arizona's Republican Party has a disturbing call to action for its followers. Ever since the typically red state flipped for President-elect Joe Biden, some supporters of President Trump, including a legal team for his campaign, have been spreading baseless claims that voter fraud cost Trump the election. Those Stop the Steal backers got a big boost as Arizona's Republican Party retweeted a call for followers to be ready to give their life for this fight. This is what we do, who we are, this live for nothing or die for something. That was a Twitter feed that was sent out with a Rambo from one of the Rambo movies, Alan, with a shooting up kind of a deal. Despite all the Stop the Steal campaign's memes and press conferences, Trump's backers have failed to win any meaningful court cases. So, Alan, you know, I have to say, I think we should award the Putts of the Week to our Arizona Republican Party. You know, anytime you're calling out for violence, that's totally unacceptable. And it's just beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I would have to agree with you. Again, we don't like to get too political here, but they're going way outside of bounds here. And Rob, just to remind you, I don't have a timer in front of us. How long do we have left in our show to see what else we need to discuss?
Well, Alan, we've got a couple of minutes, and one of the things that's kind of interesting, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, but Arizona officials have begun writing the rules for marijuana retailers. This is something that came about through Proposition 207, which legalized adult recreational use. Sales of the drug could begin in the spring. The election results were made official on November 30th, but setting up licensing and oversight of retail shops that will sell the drug will take a few months. The Department of Health is on Thursday announced draft rules, much of which will remain to be written, along with a survey asking the public what they like and what they see as deficient in the draft. The survey will be open until December 17th. The regulation of recreational marijuana sales looks to follow the framework of the medical marijuana program, which voters approved in 2010 and is regulated by the health department. So we got a whole new business coming to Arizona, Alan. It's going to generate some new jobs and probably some new taxes, and there's going to be all kinds of opportunities out there for folks.
I know between marijuana and the hemp growing business that produces CBD, I know we have some viable business opportunities that we should pay attention to. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b-t-o-b-tucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you're a retailer or restaurant owner or any business that struggled through the last few months, or someone just interested in business, we want you to know that this is the show for you. It's Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. This has been Alan McCloskey.
And this is Rob Davidson. Folks, we want to wish everyone, all of our friends out there, a happy Hanukkah for our Jewish listeners, and we've got Merry Christmas coming up. And folks, again, let's cool down the temperature a little bit, and let's get back to business. That's what we're all about.